with in those days? I mean, the
knives and forks. Wooden handle, knives and forks.
Did they have spoons?
Yes, teaspoon, tablespoon.
They had those too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what, did you have like a big knife? Like
butcher knife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now, like, after you get through eating, what would you have to do with the dishes?
Scrape them up, rake them up, break this trash all into a pan, and put your dishes, if you had a, didn't have to say put them in a dish pan, and have you put in the hot water on. Have another dish pan sitting there, and wash them off, and turn them down, and then pour that hot, rinse water, hot water over it.
Then you'd have to, that's how you would rinse.
Stack the plates up around when you pour that hot water, let go all over and rinse them, you know. And our glasses, our water glasses, and big old goblets, thick goblets, and wash them out, and take a piece and put it on the table, scald them and turn them down, on that and drain them, and they'd be just as pretty clean.
Oh. Well, what kind of what would you call that rag that you used in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what about what you used to dry them?
Cup towel, tea towel.
And what about what people would wash their face with?
That was face rag.
And what about what they dry off with?
Bath towel.
Now, on a, of course, in those days you didn't have water inside the house, but like on the, like nowadays, what do you call that pipe at the sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
And what about when it's on the side of a on a person's house, what do they call it?
Oh, the hydrant.
Really good. Now, if you were talking about, like in cold weather, you might say, you know, it was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze.
And then after they froze, sometimes they would
bust.
Do you ever have that problem? Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Mine froze up on me, but I didn't get the bust.
Oh, but it didn't. That didn't happen.
No.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Well, now, what would lard come in if you bought lard?
Lard.
Uh-huh.
It come in there. Cans now,
but in the early days,
you get it in a, you go buy it, they put it in a tray or paper tray or something like that.
They did.
But when we did have to buy a lot, we buy about a bucket of cans. But
mostly you got
so people used to go to the store and buy a quarter worth of lard, they put it in a tray and carry it home. Yeah, in the late day, you know.
Well, what would you call something shaped like this, if you were to pour
a funnel.
That would be really good.
You found somebody kind of green, didn't you?
No, you're good. You're just so cooperative and nice. I just appreciate it.
Well,
so makes me feel good. And
somebody else here, they could say, "Oh, she don't know what she didn't talk, she won't talk right."
No, well, probably I don't know whether anybody will. I may transcribe it myself. I mean, it could be certain ones that I really like. I transcribe myself, and nobody else even hears them except me. But and then your name doesn't go on the thing that they transcribe it with. But anyway, what would, like, if people wanted horses to go faster, what would they hit them with?
A riding whip.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little side, you know, little whip. And then when they used to drive buggies, they have a buggy whip in sitting up in front. And want the horse to get up.
Oh, and then that's how they get it too.
Get up.
Yeah.